Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Now, everything we learned from Paul about, man, get that sword out night and day. Jesus always answered Satan in the attack repeatedly, specifically, quickly, with a rhema word from the Holy Spirit. He didn't flop. An attack come and he didn't cry out to God. Why is this happening? I'm Jesus, your son. And the devil tempted Jesus with food. He draws out his sword in the spirit. This is what's called getting up. And he says, it is written that no man, right? Or that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. That was a slink, boom, jab, pow. Cut him up. Did things get immediately better? No, he's still there. Are y'all with me? Even Jesus. Did you feel better, Jesus? Did he go away? No, he's still there. That's why some of you are still down. I prayed and it didn't happen. Pray again. I know, but it's been years. How about the woman with 14 years or 12 years? Keep going. Get up. Amen. So second round two. Devil offered all the kingdoms of the world in exchange for worship. Jesus draws out the sword again. That sword that he practiced day and night. That Paul gave the illustration of Roman soldiers. He said, that's your sword. Paul said, that's your sword. That's what they were talking about when God talked to Joshua. That's your sword. Now, are you sharpening that thing up? Is it morning and night? Because here's where you go to town. And so what happens? Here comes Jesus again. Swing, another rhema causing another. Here it comes. It is written that thou shalt worship the Lord thy God and him only. Wah, wah, ha, 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 ha. You don't know. You don't know for sure. What if I'm right on that? Oh, we laughed at Pastor Chip. All right. Finally, the third time. But he didn't leave. Still going. Thank God he didn't lay down and flop. The devil tempted Jesus to prove his deity. And it is said, what did Jesus say? It is said that thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And that was the final blow. Three sword fights. Thank God he didn't flop. Thank God he didn't beg for a yellow card. Thank God he didn't question his faith or God. Lock himself in a room, throw himself on a bed, and just let those feelings, let the devil just have his way. And he's getting all this credit. Get up and draw your sword, and that's what's called, and prophesy. When y'all were doing that song, I said, God, that's from you. Do y'all see how that song, and we didn't know, that song was from God. Amen. And like Jesus, the Holy Spirit will quicken a rhema word to you when you get up. See, that's the great part of it. Well, I don't have the word. He'll give you the word. I know, but he hadn't given it to me. I just want a yellow card. And all of heaven is yelling, amen? He'll give you a scripture that makes the enemy run. If you get up. Because he has to flee. If you resist him, if you're not resisting, he ain't fleeing. Amen? So there's got to be some resisting. Glory to God. And this is a supernatural weapon that you possess. You have the advantage. Praise God is right. The question is your sword out? So if the Lord would allow us to see in the spirit realm right now, your sword would either be drawn out or it would not be. Because you have it. And this happened. Nobody was asking for it, and this happened, people. This happened. What I'm about to tell you happened. I've got a lot. I think Pastor Lee was there. but it was in 1999, and it was a meeting in Branson, Missouri, and Mom had me come in. I was just getting off coaching, wasn't I, Candy? And she had me preach that one word and about champions or something. No. It's coming to me now. She was preaching to, and there were, I don't know, at least 500, and they were all Christians for sure, but I think it was a minister's type deal. She was speaking to ministers. It wasn't her fall thing. And all of a sudden she stops and she says, "Chip, the Lord wants me to have you talk to them about being champions." And I'm like, oh. The Chip you see now, you'd be thinking, I'm up there. No. I'm like, And she goes, get up here. And in that congregation, we don't know until after the fact, was a Native American family, the Osoup family. Okay? Y'all remember them? And there was a boy in the family. And the boy, I don't know what the term was called, but he was recluse. He would not look at people in the eye, and he would not talk. And the most words he would say a day was maybe a couple. A day. They took him to doctors a whole bit. Now, the dad needed a new heart, and he got his new heart in that meeting. But we don't know about the kid. Kid will not talk to people. Okay, whatever spiritual thing's going on. Well, we don't know that. I don't know that. None of us know that. And I said, "Champions, arise! Get up!" That's what I said. And they all stood up. I'm waiting on God to give me the next words. And all of a sudden, a screaming happens, a yelling, not a terrify, an exciting yell. And it's over here, and it's that boy. Now, we don't know. And he's yelling, and he's talking to his parents. Well, they've never seen this. And he's trying to, and he just says, "Forget it." They don't. And he gets out, and he goes through and over, and he comes up to the stage, and he says, "Can I borrow your microphone?" Now, you got to understand how the family feels here. Well, the rest of us don't know. It's just some boy who wants to preach a little bit. And he said, every one of you have armor on. I can see your armor. Now, the Lord was allowing this boy to get his breakthrough, but also to see as a sign and see in the spirit realm. And he saw, because if you could see in the spirit realm right now, you would see lots of angels. There might be demons, but they're not in here. They're not allowed in here. They may be out there, but they aren't allowed in here. And but you would see all of this, and you would see the armor that we have, that we talk about, that the Bible and the Word talks about. And he saw it, and he said, "It's glowing." And he, to a detail, he said how the armor was, to a detail that a kid would never know the details that he was saying by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And then he said this, and he goes to Mom, and he says, "Ma'am, your sword's out." Mom had her sword out. Now, she wasn't standing that way. But her spirit man was drawn. And that's what the enemy was seeing. And he said, "How come your sword's not out?" And he went down the line. He went to every one of us. And out of 500 ministers, about a dozen or so had their swords out. Is your sword out? Because that's how the enemy sees you. Are you still down? Are you still talking about and meditating and thinking of all those things that have done you wrong or what you've done wrong? You're down. Your sword's not out. Some of us try to draw our swords on particular certain times and then draw them right back. But Paul said, no. That's the one you do day and night. That's the one you do day and night. Why? Because it builds up your faith. And you can fight the good fight. Bum ba dum bum bum ba dum. That was with a whip. Amen. Is your sword out? I'm telling you, I don't mind saying it anymore. When I had my heart attack, and I should have died.
Widowmaker, the whole bit.
And after that was over, the spirit of fear came on me. And Pastor Lee said, when that happens and you have an attack where you die, I mean, you're close to dying. You, where the doctor says, and they're all standing around you, you should have died. It's very easily to get into a place where you allow fear to come in. And that was happening. And I locked myself. I wouldn't come out of my home or nothing. And that's when I got a hold of, thank God for Brother Keith Moore's teaching on the fear of death and how he had to get over it and all that. And I just kept at it and kept at it and kept at it and kept at it. And I would get up in between and you can't. No, I can. And I would give that scripture. God has redeemed me from the curse of sin and death. He's redeemed me. I live, I shall live and not die. What was that? Now, getting a cup of coffee. But no! And I started thinking about it. Man, I was fighting all day. But then the rhema words started coming. And I got sick, and he left. He fleed. Had to flee. Got my breakthrough. And it got better. It got better. And I'm now living with no fear. Amen. And I think about Jesus took me out of my body and showed me right up there on that football field a vision of getting people up. I remember one time I stopped and the gate was open. I didn't live here at the time. I was visiting the church. And I went in there and I'm just crying and I'm doing this motion all the way down that goal line because part of my ministry was to help people get up. God's not going to get you up. That's your move. You make that move. Amen? And I know y'all know what I'm talking about. I can see some faces out here that you know what I'm talking about in other areas or arenas of life. But we've got to do it spiritually. We get to do it because it's better. Amen?
Just as God led Paul and his team to Macedonia to gain fellowship with the Church of Philippi, we believe that God has led us into fellowship with you. We invite you to join us in a monthly partnership with the Billy Brim Ministries General Club by visiting billybrim.org or by texting your gift to BBM space amount to 28950 and follow the prompts. The Marblehead men were all in when the Continental Army faced annihilation after the loss of the Battle of Brooklyn. The fate of the Revolution rested upon the Marblehead soldiers. As believers, we are called to rise with the same dedication and loyalty to the plan of God. It's time to get all in. To hear more on this dynamic series by Pastor Chip Brim, order your copy today by calling 1-800-972-3447.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.